You want to live a long time?
Mostly people want to live a long time. King Pramata Sajiva said that, Bhagavatam says, what is the use of a long life unless you're Krishna consciousness? Unless you're in Krishna consciousness. Yeah, so about I'm asking devotees to read at least Bhagavad Gita as it is, Srimad Bhagavatam, first two kandos, and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu before taking initiation. Because the idea is that there should be some benefit by taking initiation. That the essence of diksha is there should be some siksha. It's not, otherwise you get the idea that it's just like some magic trick or something. That you take initiation, you walk in, you do swaha, 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 get a new name, and then all of a sudden there's some electrical shock and you become self-realized. But the idea is that you should take some instruction, take some knowledge. We, of course, we always hear Guru Kripa Hi Kevalam. That's also true. But the Guru Kripa comes in the form of Upadesh. There should be something. There's a path of bhakti. It's a scientific process, as Prabhupada often used to say. Ado shraddha tata sadhu sangha tato bhajana kriya. Tato narta nivritisyas, tato nishtha ruchistata, anasaktas tato bhava tato, prema bhudanchati sadha kana ayang premna, pradur bhave bhavet kramaha. Means there's a crumb, a gradual progression from initial faith to associating with devotees to taking up devotional service, to becoming purified, to nishtha, which means being fixed in bhakti, tata nishtha, ruchi, then ruchi, having real taste. Then tata saktas, to becoming attached to bhakti. And then bhav, and prem. So it's a scientific process, and one is supposed to understand what is the process of devotional service, and studying the Bhagavatam is one of the most important things. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said 5 principal processes. What are they? Who can say?
Staying
in Mathura is the first one, the one you can't do. Sadhu Sangha.
Devi worship.
Yeah, I think you got them all now. Well, the one I'm waiting for, you didn't get. Huh? Bhagavat Shravan, yeah. Sadhu Sangha Nama Kirtan, Bhagavat Shravan. Maturava Shraddhai Shri Murtir Shevan. These are the 5. So, hearing the Bhagavat. Here it's emphasized on hearing. Reading is an extension of the hearing process. The idea is that if you get the habit of doing that, then definitely you'll want to go on. Once you start, you'll want to go on doing so. Lalit Krishna Prabhu, he didn't want to do. Then he started doing, and he found that it's very nice to read Bhagavata. It's so, if I can get that habit in you, then you'll want to go on doing that, and it'll be a great benefit for your life. But there's a problem, time problem, is it? We hear there's a time problem. Ladies, they have more time at home, or they're all working also? You have time. You're at home. It's some are working also, is it? Mostly working. And men are definitely working. So, is it possible? You can read 10 minutes, 15 minutes every day despite your busy schedules?
Yes.
So everyone's very positively saying yes. What do you say? Then?
What are you saying? Reading for 10-15 minutes every day. But I've tried, but it doesn't give much pleasure in those. That if you just read for 10-15 minutes, at least it should be half an hour.
Yeah, alright, then read more.
But that, take that half an hour. It's
half an hour to find. What is this horrible life people are living? They can't even find half an hour for themselves in a day. What is this life? Is a better life in Dubai, we hear. You've been like that all the time, even when you're, for years back you were like that, right? You were working till late at night when you were in the shop, isn't it? It was like that before also. I know also you need to give some time to your family also. And often the people are working so hard they don't have time for their family. That's also a consideration.
Normally this when men normally go out before 8 o'clock, there's no chance coming home back.
Yeah, but you have the long midday in Dubai also. But that's also become useless because of the traffic jams. So people don't bother coming back anymore. They just... Do you still have that long midday break?
Only in this side, shops here. But usually offices, they are starting 8 o'clock, finishing 6. But by the time they come back to home, it's
8:30.
2 hours traveling, 2 hours coming.
Jebel Ali to Sharjah.
It's a nightmare. Getting sick like anything. You're sitting in the car 2 hours, traveling like 2 hours, making their life easier.
So, what's the solution? Go.
Only thank man.
Parking is another problem. No,
I'm missing all the programs because of parking. 45 minutes. You need to find a parking. 45 minutes. They leave the family. The family comes in and the husband is with the car going around searching for the parking. If you stay away to save the rent, that is what you have to do. But if you stay near the hall, then you are paying double the rent. So anyway, the problem is that
they want full money to be with the government. They don't want any saving. And on top of all these problems.
But India is the same. India also, people are working so much.
Maybe one has to be a bit lucky actually. Because I used to face a similar problem of right shoulder. Once I even discussed with you, he told me that maybe you earn 1,000 dirhams less. Give up this kind of job. So I had put it to my bosses that I want to get out of it. So they shifted me to a low profile area where there is no career. I said, thank you. Now I have enough time. I'm home by 3:30 and 7 to 3:30, that's it. I sit and read books, teaching sessions.
And no career opportunity.
doesn't matter because whatever they are paying within that we are managing. That's all.
Good.
No aspiration. Because your words I had taken and I put it to my boss. I said, I don't want this high profile thing. He threw me out from this. He put me into stores. I'm just taking care of some menial things over there. But enough time to read Bhagavatam on the net. Start my day by reading Bhagavatam on the net.
In the office.
Because I'm in one corner, nobody comes there. So it's fine, fair enough. no much office tension, so we can spend more time. So the discussion.
There's no rivalry, no politics.
Nothing, because nobody wants to come there. Mm-hmm. That's one area where you will not make much money. There's no bright future or something. Mm-hmm. We'll be there. So it worked in my favor, actually. So I may not get that kind of increment of the promotion. It doesn't matter. So, but spiritual life has improved in last 2 years consistently. Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Yeah.
That was one of the reasons we started with the Siksha program, myself, Purushottam program,
mm-hmm.
and Gopi Mandalam program. So we are actively participating in the Siksha program. Prabhupada Ashraya, Guru Ashraya. So different classes are conducted in Sindhi. So we are getting full week to set and prepare notes.
Are you conducting the class or you're attending the class?
No, I'm conducting the class myself.
Mm-hmm. You're finding time also?
Yes.
Sometimes we sit and make notes together actually.
We study together and.
Mm-hmm. So, what to do? 10-15 minutes, you don't feel very happy. At least it's something, it's better than no minutes. 10 or 15 minutes, then gradually, slowly, you can go through. But it's true, it's not much. So what should be done? We can make it one canto of Bhagavatam, special for Dubai. Is it? How about that? For the labor camp people, I mean, they really, that's really almost gulami. I mean, practically, they're bonded laborers.
16 hours almost.
Yeah.
They don't get a Friday off.
More if they take one off, the 2 days salary.
They will cut 2 days salary. If they take an off, if they even they fall sick leave, suppose. So 2 days salary is cut.
Full exploitation.
Exploiting the 200% exploitation. They take 1 day off, 2 days cut. They never
enjoy it. In spite of that, in fact, they are doing most sincere.
For every Janmashtami, they will take a holiday and come and they say, even if 2 days is going, we don't mind. But we want this, they will be here from morning to evening.
So I think we can give special disposition to them. They have no opportunity to read. And probably they're not very educated anyway. I mean, the thing is, if people aren't very educated, you can't expect them to read anyway. But if you are educated, you might as well. You've learned all this rubbish in the school, so you might as well get it cleared out of your system by reading Bhagavatam.
In Brahma, when labor camp meant the jewelry camp, they were saying that when they are getting the rest time, they do the chanting in the afternoon or whatever, small care they get.
They get the chanting. Yeah.
They hardly get to sleep because they sleep hardly 4 hours or something. Morning they get up 3 o'clock, again they have to do the cooking, they do the aarti, they do the charni, and then they go
pile up. They have to do cooking because they can't take the canteen food.
Canteen food is mixed with that, you know, the veg.
Very sincere, huh?
They're very dedicated, very sincere.
And despite of that, even some Maharajas come, they all the way from the Akkul's Jabal, they come into that, you know, the Jola
Masa. They walk around 7 kilometers to get a taxi. The
taxi camp, doesn't go to
Alcoa. The taxi comes only on the main road.
They won't bother going to Alcoa's because no one comes.
They will come on the main road and then they will wait for some kind of a transportation. Then they come to Dubai, enter the program, and then they go back. Again, they go back walking.
And that's also in a language they can't understand the whole program, like today.
Yeah.
But they didn't come from Alcoa.
But they are happy that at least we can see Guru Maharaj. moment they come to
What about others? One canto you want to read before initiation? What do you think?
Yes, actually, I want to read two cantos.
You want to fulfill that? And the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu has been practically forgotten. So that's also important to read. But at least if you can read two cantos of Bhagavatam.
Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, you need to read the original version or the
Srila Prabhupada. That's what I mean, yeah, Prabhupada's Nectar of Devotion. There are a lot of mistakes in that, actually. It's one of the first books Prabhupada made in the West. And he's, like I was saying this morning in the class, the editors. Was it? This morning I was saying, how he shaved off the part about shaving. I mean, that was deliberate, but there's, because in Nectar Devotion there are lots of technical terms, the editors made a lot of mistakes. But anyway, you get the right idea. So yeah, if you can read that too, that's good. All right, and I suppose other things I'll discuss with Nanda Kumar and Sri Vallabha. And more or less, I with them I have to discuss generally for the final point. Seeing as, well, Sri Vallabha's the leader of the whole Damodar Desh devotees, and among my disciples here, Nanda Kumar is the first. And of course, they're carrying on from their father. The first programs we used to do, it was in that apartment where Nanda Kumar now lives, which was one bigger apartment at the time where his father was staying there. And there are about five people coming at that time. And even Jai Vitaka Maharaj wasn't coming at that time. It was a long time ago. So things have developed from there.
Second initiation.
Yeah, read all the Bhagavatam. Second initiation is not really required, but unless you're doing deity worship or cooking in the temple. But if you want, yeah, but then should show some brahminical quality. Study all the Bhagavatam. Or pass the Bhakti Shastri course, that's also possible. Or do both. How far have you read in Bhagavatam?
I have only actually gone through the first canto only, because a lot of other study materials I have other of Srila Prabhupada's books. But now I will make it a point that defined time I will be spending only reading Bhagavatam to ensure that I progress.
Yeah. We need time, it requires time for bhakti. We need time to read and chant. And I also want more time. I'd like to read a lot more than I do. It's the frantic life we're living. That was actually the main reason Prabhupada said that he wanted these farm communities, so that people can live simply and save time for chanting Hare Krishna. So we look to the future, and as soon as possible to get these farm communities. So we can sit and discuss. We should have time to discuss. One other thing is that if you study Bhagavatam, then I can discuss more with you. Just like this morning in class, I mentioned about Ramachandra Puri, but you don't know. Maybe you heard, but you don't really know the story of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramachandra. If you know more, then we can discuss at more deeper levels, isn't it?
suggested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on every occasion, Ramanand Puri.
Ramachandra.
He suggested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on his behavior probably that being a sannyasi shouldn't do this, do that.
Something like that, yeah. Especially about his eating. He said, you eat too much. And you can discover this philosophy. There's so many important points. There's some sadhus, you can see at Kumbh Mela, they keep their arm in their hair. Have you seen that? And it just becomes just skin and bone. Because they keep it in the air. For years, they'll keep their hand in the air. It's completely useless austerity. Serves no purpose whatsoever. It's ugra tapasya, nirart, meaningless. It serves no purpose. All right. Anything else anyone wants? I'm supposed to go at 5 o'clock and address this.
How did you like that? This year we sent some books for you to distributions. All of the devotees just contributed.
Oh yeah. Oh, that reminds me. Yeah, we gave some away. We did it. We went when we went to Sri Rangam. We gave some away, and we're going to Kanchi in late May or early June. So we'll give some away there to the priests. We can do that.
So next day, if you have any plan, you can in advance, we can do something more than this. This can be asked.
Well, that reminds me. In Kanchi, we have to give away. Does it have to be Bhagavad Gita's we distribute? Or it's just an amount of money that's been donated for books?
No, this time we have collected only as per the capacity. We have given 10 Bhagavad Gita, 5 Bhagavad Gita, the number of Bhagavad
Gita. They're saying Bhagavad Gita, yeah. I was just thinking, just like I was distributing in Tamil Nadu mostly all these books. And I was thinking that, just I have this small book on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We could distribute that also. Because people don't know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I made that book principally for distributing in India to the public so that people can know get some idea who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's the idea. The thing is that people will donate more for Gitas if you say Gita.
Among
your own?
Yes.
I see. Gotcha.
This is among our BVK's devotees.
Gotcha, I understand. Alright. Okay. Good, thank you very much.
We did other than like Vidyadhan, that we collected from the outside.
But this was on the occasion of the Vyasa
Puja. Gotcha, I understand now. Okay, very nice. Thank you very much.
So our intention is to do it every year, actually, on your Vyasa Puja. But it's good that
we coincide with the marathon. So we have till end of January. Actually, it ends in December. But we here only advertise only on Friday and during any other program. So we have till January. So as well, Vyasa Puja is also there, so we can.
Supati Prabhu was leading the e-book distribution.
Yeah. This Bhaktisiddhanta book, you have to help them. Because I can't bring so many to Dubai. You know, once it'll be 3 books like this. So we'll take addresses in India, we'll post them out.
Yeah.
We'll take donations here and post them in India.
Yes, sir. We are looking forward to
it. Yeah, me too. Give my diary.
The major contribution is Shekhar Prabhu.
Really? Right.
He called each and every devotees and he pushed all to contribute for it.
Maybe they won't want to be my disciple. They all to just have to contribute so much money.
Each and every
day.
What happened?
How
much books you
all
make?
He was
a
driving force actually for the entire
distribution. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Okay. I was supposed to speak at the youth program. Does anyone who do you know about? No. She's gone. She's
out.
Can you just ask what time I'm supposed to go there? And if there's a mic also, because if
there's
mic is there.
Okay. I went to the program in the temple this morning, but I didn't speak because the room was, what, three times this size, and it was, my voice was very weak, so I thought I don't want to lose my voice again. This is about the maximum, I don't want to speak to. All right, anything else?
Marek?
Oh.
In Srirangam temple, if you can notice, there is a shrine for Krishna, Radha and Rukmini.
Oh.
What is this thing?
Well,
I asked them, they didn't even answer me.
Yeah, I can't answer either. We wouldn't, in the Gauriya tradition, we'd never have Radha and Rukmini won't be together.
Yeah.
Someone, who knows, put that there. Because Radha worship is not in the Ramanuja line at all. According to Rupa Goswami, yeah. Here, take this picture out.
Okay.
It's not good to keep a picture with broken glass. This one also, there are so many scratches on it.
During the Siksha program, I had one question. Someone asked me a question.
Mm.
I think I only sent that question to you regarding Navadvipa in the spiritual sky. Like Vrindavan Dham, but where exactly would be the location? Because normally when we see
where exactly, it's not like making a map of the world.
It will be like in Goloka, part of
Yeah. It's at the topmost area. It's in it. You can see this in the Brahma Samhita purport of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati.
Because we were discussing about the same Brahma Samhita purport.
Yeah. It's part of. It's part of in Golokha.
So the next question that came.
There's one division, Vrindavan, and one division, Navadvip.
And I was unable to answer. I said I'll check with my Guru Maharaj and get back to you.
When you look in Brahma Samhita, the purport, you'll see. Anything else, ladies? If you want, you can also sponsor books to be sent to your relatives. Just like this beginner's guide in Canada just came out. So you maybe want to send to your relatives. In Tamil, we have the Bhakti Yogam, Brahmacharya, Message to Youth, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Jai Srila Prabhupada. There are five books in Tamil. So you could sponsor to send to your relatives.
Well, for doing that, we just need to one contact person like to whom we should. There should be somebody in India who can courier us. Because this all we are doing through Jewish contact. So if you can nominate somebody like him.
Well, for Tamil books, it can be done from via ISKCON Salem. Yeah, he may not do it personally. And then for North India, they can do it through Vala Vidyanagar, BVKS books. For North India.
How to stream and how to transfer the fund?
Yeah, it's not a difficult thing. They'll just give you a bank account. And you send it, that's all. Can be done.
Mother, I just want to highlight Mataji, Subhashini Mataji, Chaitanya Leela Mataji, Indra Devi Mataji. Everybody helped. For this marathon, we have the last year we were number 3 in the middle list, but this year we were number 1. So we sold something
through like from e-book distribution.
Madhuri Leela Mataji also, she also helped a lot.
Rasasha Prabhu's wife.
We used to go wherever the program used to be there. There was Ayyappa Puja, there were programs in other Karama, so in Shiva temple. So all Matajis were actively involved also.
And then afterwards they'd ask about sponsorship.
No, somebody they say that we don't have anybody in India to send books. So all our relatives are here. And even if I send, nobody's there to read. In that case, we request them to sponsor it. You can pay the money, we will send whomever we want. Mm-hmm. Like in that case, we send it to Sonapur and Alpur's devotees.
Mm-hmm.
We took, like Hindi Bhagavad Gita is 12 dirham. So we asked them to pay only 6 dirham. So balance 6 dirham we use our Vidyadhan, like whoever's comes. If anybody wants to send English Bhagavad Gita, it costs 15 dirham. So we took only 7 dirhams from them, 7 dirhams is from our.
Why don't you take it for 15 dirhams?
No, like Sonapur and Alpur's devotees.
Oh, for them.
For them.
Oh,
and many like this Mahesh Arvani, Rakesh Bora Prabhu, they give lump sum like 1,000, 500. You send home away. Like.
Good.
There was a book for most of them, they don't have books to read. So it was decided, they okay, let us do it this way. Make the half money.
Mm-hmm.
So they can also have the opportunity to read.
Almost, we got in a month like 8 lakh rupees only for books. In addition to that, we got like 1.5 lakh for Vidyadhan. So almost comes to 10 lakhs rupees. Only for books. So we have more scope in that, so if we can do something.
Yeah, do it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu book, like I say, people should learn. Another thing is that Bhakti Yogam book, or the Beginner's Guide, in English alone, that's been more than, I think, 3 lakhs printed. It's one of the BBT, I gave it to the BBT years ago, and it's one of the best selling books. And many people, just by reading it, they just start following. I know quite a few people who, they just get the book and say, okay, get beads chant, all right. The principles follow, okay. They just start doing it.
It's very easy for people to compare naturally.
Yeah, because they just want some practical guidance and so on. So, it's a good book to distribute also. Anything else? Oh, I don't know. Did Sundar Gauranga leave one clicker with you?
Yes.
It's with you. Okay. I need that for when I go to other parts of the Gulf. It's only when I go on the plane and everything. It's when I go on the plane. Even one time I was leaving Dubai, going to India, and I was in the, I checked in, and I'd gone right through the security, right inside the, I'd boarded, but you know they sit you in that area, so I was chanting with my beads. Inside that area, I mean, apparently I'd left Dubai, and this guy came in, and you know, he didn't like it. He said, "What's this? What are you doing?" And I could understand it was something religious, non-Muslim. He didn't like it.
You want me to add one? They have Tulsi on that. Cut. Take it up.
Okay.
I saw it once on
I started all this. I regret doing so when I was in Bangladesh. In the days when it was very difficult in Bangladesh, I used to use this. But you know, it's gone all over the world. I wish I'd never started it. Because it tends to breed bad japa habits. People use it when they substitute concentrated chanting on beads for just wandering around and not really chanting properly at all. Clicking on this. So it's not generally recommended. All right, Hare Krishna.